We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last words of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Tanya learned in a Braisa. Rebbe Oimer, Kol HaShurim Kulam B'Kazayis. All Shurim by Oichlim usually are Kazayis. There are a few exceptions. Usually when it comes to Achila, the Shir is Kazayis. Chutz B'Tumas Oichlim, Balach is by Tumas Oichlim, to Mekabel Tuma, exactly which thing, but for sure to give over tuma, it has to be a kebeya. The shear of tumas oichlim is the size of an egg, not the size of a kazayis. Why? Because the Torah used a little bit different language, and therefore v'shinu chacham v'shirum. Therefore, the chacham changed the shear. Change the shear. V'rayal dava, and a raya that if you have a change in the pasuk, that there's a change in the shear is Yom Kippurim. Because Yom Kippur, it doesn't say Lashon Oichel there, it says Ashaloi Se'una. It says a Lashon of Inu, you have affliction, and there we say the shear is Kiseves Hagasa, which is a shear that you negate your hunger pains. That's the shear of Mesev Da'as. You see, just like by Yom Kippur, because the Torah changed language, that's why it goes with Mesev Da'as. So the same thing by Tumas Oichlin, we're there, the Pasuk changed the language, which we'll see in a second. It says, which is a different language. There also is a different shear. So it means all shear of Achilas Kazayas. Besides Tumas Oichel Mashina Kasiv, and where do you find such idea that because the Torah uses different language, it's a different shear, the Raya is Yom Kippur. So it's my Shina Kasiv Mashmai, where do you find Yom Kippur? It's a different language, because it says Meloy Se'una. Or my Shinu Chamashura, what's the different shear? The Chamagib is Kiseves, like the shear of Kiseves. Zoktimara, my Raya Ladava, like why is Yom Kippur better than Tumas Eichlim? Tumas Eichlim changed the language, we say it's a different shear. And Yom Kippur also, why bring a Raya from Yom Kippur? Why is Yom Kippur better, more clear, that there it changed the language more than by Tumas Eichlim? They also a different language. So my Raya Ladava Yom Kippurim, Dima Hassam, we've just had the case of Eichlim, Havamin Orchor the Krahu. You would say that the pasuk that says Mekala Oichel Asher Yochal, even though it didn't say a regular Lashon Oichel, it's a double Lashon, Ha'oichel Asher, Yeochel, it's a double long, but you think that's Orchel the Milsa Nakat. Sometimes the Pasuk talks like that. Kamash Lam, by Yom Kippur, you see there's a change, we have a different shear. The same thing by Tumas Eichel Moses. This is a change, we're going to say it's a different shear. And the shear is Kebeya and not of Kazayas. Zok to Gemara, what's the shear? Where's the Makar? Like we just explained, the Makar is Kebeya. What's the Makar that its shear is? Like an egg, not a Kazayas. Tumas Eichel the Kebeya Menalam. Amar Avo, Amar Belazod. Amar Kora. Pasuk says, "Mekol Oichel Asheyi Ochel." It says, "Asheyav Lamayim Yitma." And we darshan the pasuk means it's time other things. Any Oichel Asheyi Ochel, it's with time other things. But how do you know that that's a Shir Kabeya? So Gemara says darshan like this: Oichel Haba Machmas Oichel. It says, "Mekol Oichel Asheyi Ochel." It's an Oichel that comes from another Oichel. But Ezeh, what is that? A Beitz is Tana Gerlis. A Beitz is an egg comes from a chicken. A chicken is a food. And a beitza is a food. So it's a food that comes from a food. So that is the shear that you need to make other things tummy. If that food becomes tummy, to make other things tummy, it has to be at least a shear kebeya. How do you know? It says, a'ichel asher yachel, which means it comes from another food. It's a food from a food. So when I ask, ve'ema, gedi, maybe it means a gedi, a goat. You have to eat a whole goat. Because a little small goat. Because a gedi comes from a gedi. Comes from a goat. Comes from a... comes from its mother. They're both, it's a food from a food. So what's it called? That's missing a shchita. Masha'eke in a beya, you can eat it straight from the mother. You can eat the beya straight from the mother. Therefore, it's oichel ma'oichel. If you can ask me, it's not oichel ma'oichel, because the mother's not oichel. The mother's not geshachten. So you shechted the mother. You shechted the chicken and you found the egg. There's a case of oichel ma'oichel. Masha'eke in a gedi, even if you shech the mother, it comes out, it's not, it needs shechita still. Oh, that's Gemara's kasha. Maybe it's a ben bekua, which means if you shech a mother and there's a baby inside it, so then the halacha is that the baby, the behemoth is born, does not need shechita. So Gemara, no, tongue kriya. You still need, it's still missing something. You can't just eat it the way it is. You can't just dig into it the way it is. You still need kriya. You have to rip it open and take out the blood. That's the halacha, and so therefore it's missing something still. Okay, so he establishes the egg. Good. Be'emah basis bar yochni. Maybe it's the beya of a huge bird called a bar yochni, and the eggs are very big. The Gemara in Bukhari says, this might be a shikl of a guzma, but the Gemara in Bukhari says that its egg, it destroys 60 cities. It's a huge egg. Nice size egg over here. So maybe that size egg you have to eat. Be'emah basis bar yochni. So the Gemara, tefasta meruva loy tefasta. When you have, we know it's egg. Once we know it's egg, we take the smallest amount. Like Rashi, I think, says in other Masechtas, the reason is because like the lomdus of tefasta meruva tefasta is because b'chlam asayimana. You know for sure the smallest size is part of drasha. The biggest size you don't know. So when you have a shot, which bay it is, you take the smallest bay. So if that's true,
doesn't mean that
big. What?
What can you say? It doesn't mean that big because you can't eat such a shit.
Maybe you could eat not at one time, but you could eat it. You could eat it. No, you don't have to eat it one time. No, so you have to eat it one time. It says oichal sheichal, oichal ma oichal. That's what it says. Oichal ma oichal. We proved oichal ma oichal is only a bay. You're still going to live in drasha. We eat in drasha. This is oichal ma oichal. The drasha, so it's oichal ma oichal. The bay is oichal from oichal. So we had a kasher able to do this. What?
You can take it 10 days later.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you could. We're talking about the guy Thomas Eichlin. The Gemara doesn't say it like you. The Gemara tells you could have a shit. That's a shayla. The Gemara says, no, tefasta meruva tefasta. Tefasta meruva tefasta. You take the smallest amount. The Gemara says, if that's true, hey, you know, it's a chicken egg. Maybe beer said it's a porsa. The zuda tuba. Maybe it's a small little bird called a tzipar, which the eggs are tiny. So then, how do you know it's a full egg? So, Echram, his drasha does not work out. The Gemara slugs up his drasha. So, Ravo is a different drasha. Ravo did day Omar. It's something like a food you can eat in one amount, at one shot. Your throat can hold. The most your throat can hold at one time is a shear of an egg of a tanagailis. And therefore, that is the shear of kibeya. That is the shear of kibeya, and that's how we know the Tumas Oichel shear kibeya. Again, the reason is because the pasuk changes the language. Therefore, it's not a kazayis. The shear is kibeya, and what's the shear of kibeya that fills up your throat? Now, what? It could be a raw egg. It's nothing to do. This is a shear. It's a shear. It's an amount. What do you mean? It means it's the size of egg.
The size of the throat.
Right.
In your throat
at one time. If it's in one bowl, no, yeah, drink. It has to be fit in your throat at one time. Fill your throat at one time. It happens to be that different achrayim bring a riot mir that loin eskatnu abayim. It's been shaila. If our abayim are small, our beitzim are smaller than it used to be. We know that Yehuda holds that eskatnu abayim where you don't have to make two bays. You know, everyone's eating a lot of, you know. The here, if you think about it, two eggs cannot fit into your throat. So it seems like here, it's like our size eggs. The imam is bringing a raya from here, different halachas. So it's just know, the last Gemara we learned says, Kala Shurim Kulam Kazai. It says, the Vashinuch Acham Vashurim is a little bit shver again, because really, Shurim Halacham Vashurim, we'll see later on. So some Rishonim learned that's Machlaikis. This man almost is Darabonon. But others say, that avada shiurim chacham, all the shiurim are daraisa. That means the halacha is there's such a shear called kazayis, there's such a shear called kabeya, there's such a shear called kaseves. Where to plug it in, you have to know, and that's what it means chacham. So the Gemara vayta, Amar Rab Alazo, ha'oichel chelev zman hazeh. Someone eats chelev chas v'shalom. Chelev is aser. He eats chelev zman hazeh. So now even b'shoyge gets to bring a chatas. So he has to write it down in order to when the Beis Mikdash is built, he'll bring a chatas. So tzorach shiyichtev loy shir. He should not only write that he ate chelev, he has to write how much he ate. Exactly how much he ate. Why? Shemet yavi bezdin acha. Maybe a bezdin will come later. V'yarbe b'shiurim. And will make the shir more. Now what does it mean? Ma yarbe b'shiurim. They always explain. Ma yarbe b'shiurim. Ineima, maybe you're going to say, the mechayive karbon akazayis katan. The reason why you should write it down, anytime you eat any chelev, even if you eat less than a kazayis, is because maybe a bezdin later on will be mechayiv, even on a less shear, a smaller shear. A smaller shear than mechayiv. Therefore, you should write it down. Frank the Gemara, it's not true, but time within a brisa. When do you bring a carbon? The carbon says, the pasuk says, Asher loisa asan of a shkaga of a oshin. And we darshin, hashav mid the osim evi carbon. That means you dash in the pasuk that he knew he wasn't supposed to do it, but by mistake he didn't realize and he ate it. It's a mass math. If he would realize, he wouldn't have done it. Now, if he ate less than a shear, even if he would have realized, he would have done it anyway because less than a shear. Oh, Frank Tosis Rosh, I chati shear osim in a Torah, and for Tosis Rosh. That lemaisa the gabi carbon that has to be shavim does the gabi carbon, and since a carbon is a kazayis right now, so if you heard about it, he wouldn't have been chayzer the gabi the carbon, clapping the carbon, he would not have been chayzer. So It can't be. Even to make it small later on, you won't be chayav a carbon because there's no shav midiyasai. Because even if you would have known, you wouldn't have backed out because Lamayis at that time we didn't have this smaller shir chayiv yet. So it can't be what Rabbi Elazar is saying. And must be what Rabbi Elazar is saying. Elo loy mechayav a carbon di kazayis gadol. It might come later on and say that you're not chayav a carbon until it's a bigger kazayis. And therefore, you should always write down how much you ate. Because maybe if Bezda comes later on and says you're not chayiv, then you're not going to bring a carbon when the mikdash is built. Well, the saw like a dietim a carbon, mechayiv a carbon, kazayis is katan. And the havmin that we thought, even chayiv on less shia, we only said that doesn't work out because shav mi yadiyasai. What's the loss of my yarbe b'shurim? It says the Bezda might come later on and be marbe b'shurim. It's not marbe b'shurim, it's making it a mayit b'shurim. What was the havmin that means less than kazayis? It says yarbe b'shurim. And for the Gemara, what it means like this: Shema Yarbe Bekabonis Machmas Shurim. Maybe they'll make you bring more Kabonis Machmas Shir. That's what it means. Shema Yarbe Bekabonis Machmas Shurim. Talk to the Gemara. Omer Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon says, Shurim Va'Oinchim Halacha Moshim Sinai. Shurim and Oinchim all Halacha Moshim Sinai. Gemara is a Kasa. Oinchim means like the Misa, Skila, Shreif, Fachanak. That's not Halacha Moshim Sinai. Michtach Ksiba says in the Torah of Furish. Ella halacha kama says sokol yisokol all the ancient women malchus says all anything first of Torah halacha kama. I'm Rabbi Yechonon shiurim shel ancient halacha meis v'sina the sheer of ancient halacha meis v'sina. So clearly Rabbi Yechonon says that shiurim halacha meis v'sina. Again, we spoke that before. Some Rishonim learned this is a machloikus on Rabbi before that says that shiur chachamim or it's not a machloikus, just the shiurim halacha meis v'sina, just the way to plug it in. That was the rabbanon. Tainam halach. You went to the brayso also. Shi'urim shel einshim halacha l'moishim v'sinai. That shi'urim of einshim halacha l'moishim v'sinai b'raisa is like a v'echanan, that all halacha l'moishim v'sinai, this shi'ur means the amount to eat, b'chayav einshim halacha l'moishim v'sinai. Acherim ayimrim, bezdin inoy shel yavetz tiknum. The bezdin of Asniel ben Knaz, he's in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, you have Asniel ben Knaz, so he's the one who is Masakin, it's not Lachem Mishinah, it's from Asniel ben Knaz. His Bezdin was Masakin Shurim. Bezdin shall Yavis Tiknum. Well, expect more about Ksiv. Ela Mitzvah is a Novi Rishayel Chadish, Dov Mata. That Novi is not a Machadish new Mitzvah. So how could Asniel ben Knaz Machadish new thing called Shurim? Ela Shachum, Abada was taught to Moshe ben Sinai. But we know when Moshe was Nifter, they lost around 3,000 different halachas. Vechazo Yostim. And they, Asniel ben Knaz, returned them. Okay, so now, is there that Akan the Gemara, Rabbi Bryce, what Moshe says, Lachem Mashina, the man says, Yav, it's Tiknum, but Ayin Al Machash, something. Terry says it came from Moshe, but they forgot it and reinstituted it. So is there an Afkmila Lacha between the Acherim and the Tanakama and Afkmina? They both say, Lachem Mashina, myself. Just one said they forgot it, put it back. In Afkmina, Pasha's not Afkmina. But that's one question, they're not Afkmina. Question number two is that the Gemara before said, that Rabbi Laza said, that you should write it down because it might change. How's it going to change? Halacha Moshe v'sinai, it doesn't change. Nobody's going to change. So these two kashas, the Brisker Rav in the Kuntuches on Yuma in the Sefer, speaks about it. And he wants a taina that's machloikis Rav Eliezer, Acherim, and the Tanakama. Machloikis like this. Tanakama was Halacha Moshe v'sinai. Acherim old, it was Halacha Moshe v'sinai, they forgot it. They returned it with the pilpul. Nafkmina is like this. If you return something with a pilpul, a bezdin later can argue in it. If it's Halacha Moshe v'sinai straight through, a bezdin can't argue with that. But once it's returned with a pilpul, the next bezdin could also, with you give me this, change it. They could change it. So that's the machlokes acherim and the Tanakama, and Rabbi Loza is going at the acherim. That's Rabbi Loza going at the acherim. There's state in Brisker Rav, a beautiful Brisker Rav. Page Chav Vav in the countries. So look at the Gemara Vayit. Hashoyisam aloy lugma. It says the Mishnah, we finished the Mishnah about Kesevis Hagasa, about that's the Machachila. Shti has a different shear. It's a different shear. It's aloy lugma, a cheekful. Now, what does cheekful mean exactly? It doesn't mean a full, two cheeks full, a whole mouthful. It doesn't mean a whole mouthful. Ella, kol she'ilu yisal kenul tzad echad, if you put it on one side, the yirikim alugma, if it looks like it's a full cheek, that's enough. Because on one side, you see a guy has a popped out cheek, you think his whole mouth is full. But merely it's only one side, that's enough. So we're limiting the shear majorly. It doesn't mean your whole entire mouth. It just means one side, kamal lugma, which is smaller than a ravius. Smaller than a ravius. What? Yeah. V'hanan, break the mara, v'hanan tamal lugma. How can it say kamal lugma? It says malo lugma. Ema kamal lugma. When the Mishnah says malo lugma, it means kamal lugma. Meisve, I'm going to ask you a kasha from a braisa. That brings four shitas. Kama yishtav yichayev. How much do you drink on Yom Kippur and yichayev? Beis Shami Amrim, it's a revius, sheer revius. Beis Silo Amrim, Maloy Lugmov. cheekful. Rav Yehuda Amar Mishum Rav Eliezer Kimeloy Lugma, like a cheekful. Rav Yehuda Amar Amar Kedei Gemiya, which means like a sip, which is less than Meloy Lugma. So what do you see? You see here, Rav Basila says Meloy Lugma, and our Mishnah, we said our Mishnah means Kimeloy Lugma. Here it's Meloy Lugma. So Frank Dimar, Mi Adif Mestisim, the Kimna Kedei Shira, Hakanag Shira. Here also maybe the Meloy Lugma of Beis Hillel means like our Mishnah Kimeloy Lugma. What's the kasha? Our Mishnah also says Meloy Lugma. We teach to mean Kimeloy Lugma. Here also it means Kimeloy Lugma. Mar said, no, you can't say that. Yochanan Rabbi Eliezer. Then that same Toshir Rabbi Eliezer can't be. So I don't know. Avad means Kimeloy Lugma. Ikimenayu Meloy Lugma Dachuk. How full it has to be? Fi Beis Hillel has to be full because he says Meloy Lugma, not Kimeloy Lugma. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Kimeloy Lugma. It's if it's smaller, it's enough. It's fine enough. So how do we know which one's who? First of all, one says Miloy, one's Kimeloy. Also because the order is going down. Revius, Meloy Lugma, so that's the order. It's going down, and therefore we know that it means it could mean Kimeloy Lugma according to Beis Hillel. It's not shver. So Akaponim, that's the shear. The shear is one cheekful is the shear of Kimeloy Lugma, and we have here Machlekes, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, and all the shittas, what's the shear to be chayiv on Yom Kippur.